USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end by August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
He said he knew the Afghan military will defend the government.
You have the Afghan troops have 300,000, well-equipped, as well-equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban.
Critics say the withdrawal, which began during the Trump administration, will allow the Taliban to expand. Workers are still continuing to sift through the rubble at the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. The number of confirmed deaths are now at 64. The search for survivors switched to a recovery effort after authorities said there was no chance of life in the remains of the building. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.